Okay.
A lot of them through here go in for, I guess you call it bicolor speckled beans. They're white and sort of a purple.
Mm-hmm. How about then different types of greens that people grow?
Mostly turnips, and you know, there's two varieties. One of them is bred primarily for the greens, mm-hmm. and the other for turnips. Occasionally you'll find kale and rape, but not often. Collards. Brussels sprouts, Chinese cabbage, and regular cabbage. Okay. Broccoli. Any of the cabbage family grows wonderfully well here.
Okay. Do you have any one term to cover all of that type of thing?
Just greens. It's usually not used in that way, but some people do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've heard garden sass.
Oh, that's for all those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leafy, mm-hmm. or does that include all the other
leafy,
types?
Usually.
Okay.
Why sass? I don't know. I guess it'd be sass. I don't know.
Huh.
That's just. That pronunciation as near as I can get.
Okay. Well, now these are about other types of little animals, like frogs. You have different kinds of frogs.
Bull frogs and toad frogs.
Okay.
But
the toad frogs are the brown ones? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have those little green ones too? Live in the trees or
no.
somewhere? No. Okay. How about worms, like to fish with and so forth?
Angleworms, red worms, and night crawlers.
And those are all different kinds?
Well, angleworm and red worm, the same one. Just a common red worm. And a night crawler is a big old variety that comes out of the ground and crawls at night. Sometimes you can telephone for them.
Hmm?
You don't know that term.
Mm-mm.
Sometime you can sound for them. You make some sort of a noise. I don't know what.
Huh.
They'll occasionally come up. And telephoning is the old telephone magneto. When you used to turn the crank, you put two wires in the ground, and you turn one of them things, and they'll come out. Believe you me, they'll come out.
Huh, because of the noise.
No, electrical field in the ground. Current.
Ah.
A lot of fish will do the same thing. Huh. In the river. In fact, if they catch you doing it around here, you're probably going to jail.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Will they actually jump up out of the water when you...
They'll come to the top and catfish will actually jump out. For some reason, they think it's the whiskers. You know, they got the little whiskers on them, tendrils or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
What they don't know is that you can short a spark plug, you know, take a plug wire off. Most of them don't know that and just drop a bare wire in the water.
Hmm.
And then run one from your ground on your battery to a nice damp place in the ground, the wire. Crank your engine up, it'll do the same thing. But of course, a lot of places you can't get a car to the water.
Mm-hmm. Does it kill them?
No, it doesn't do any damage as far as anybody knows. But what you do.